Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And you can, again, join us at freetalklive.com. The phone line's 800-259-9231. We're going to get right into your phone calls here. And I want to welcome anybody that is a brand-new listener to the show here tonight, whether you're listening live or you're listening via archives later on. We had a tremendous explosion in attention today, or not specifically Free Talk Live, but more Meg, who is sometimes a co-host on this program. Occasionally she'll fill in when somebody isn't able to come in for us, and she's cool like that, and she's a great, great young lady, and she's a super activist and somebody who made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project from her home state of Oregon, I think about 3 years ago. So she's one of the early movers of the Free State Project. And right now, as we speak, she is the number two hottest topic on the entire internet, according to Alexa.com.
Hotter than Lady Gaga?
Well, she was number three, and Lady Gaga was number two, but she has, at this point, surpassed Lady Gaga for the number two position. Number one is Linda Carter, who apparently was the old Wonder Woman. I'm not sure, you know, what, I guess there's some controversy going on with Wonder Woman in the entertainment press, but right now,
that show.
Right now, our very own Meg McLean, the number two hottest topic on the internet. And indeed, we've got somebody on the line that wants to talk about her. Dave is on the line in the People's Republic of Somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ryder, and Mark.
Evening, gentlemen. Hey. Meg made the Big 89 WLS AM Chicago today.
Really? What, during the newscast?
No, she was number four on the top five at five.
And what is that, the five hottest news stories of the day?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Now, did they say anything specific about her? Did they mention where to find her interview or something like that?
No, they played part of your show.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
As a matter of fact, they played enough of it to where Roger Ebert's partner, who is a co-host on the show.
Richard Roper.
He made a joke about what's worse than a hurricane.
I don't know. What's worse than a hurricane?
I don't know.
A titty twister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Ian. I know the answer and don't want to say anything. And
well, there's a little bit of misinformation that is kind of surrounding the story, and it had to do with the way the interview went last night. It wasn't quite clear in the beginning of the interview that Meg did not have her breasts twisted. It sounded like she did, but actually, the point of fact, as we discovered later in the interview, she was concerned that her breasts would be twisted, so that was why she was asking questions. One of the reasons why she was asking questions prior to them getting to the point of doing the pat-down. She said she was going to submit to the pat-down. She just wanted to have some questions answered first. And she had heard about other people having their breasts twisted. It actually did not happen to Meg, but it was being reported that way in some news sources today. It's understandable why they would have made that particular mistake.
Oh, yeah. And, Mark, we got to put you on assignment now. You need to get your show put on WLS.
Hey, man, give them a call and let them know how you feel. Good luck. It's pretty tough to break into the major markets, but it could happen.
I already sent them off an email before I called you guys.
Great news, Dave. I guess we know what People's Republic you're calling from, because you've always been calling from the People's Republic of somewhere. But
And that's the Great Lakes area. You know, that signal will jump 400, 500, 600 miles sometimes.
That's true.
That thing will cover 14 states. WLS is one of the original Clear Channel stations. I don't mean owned by the company Clear Channel. I mean it is on a Clear Channel, broadcasting at 50,000 rockin' watts on the AM dial. It'll go a long, long way. You can pick it up here at night sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to that station since I was a little boy. Matter of fact, I'm so old that I went to my grandma's one time in Chicago, and she gave me one of those Quaker Oats containers and a little kit that she ordered from some mail order deal, and my first radio that I made, the first station I got to was WLS.
So anything else you want to share with us tonight, Dave?
There is one thing I did want to comment about her call the other night. She did mention that they treated me like an insane person.
Right.
And
Because you must be insane to not submit to the demands of the arbitrary authorities calling themselves the state.
Right. And I was saying that it seemed a little foolish that she would do that without backup, but apparently she got on the show, so it all worked out. But the thing is, you guys know down in Florida, they can hold you for 2-3 days, I think, if they claim that you're insane.
Oh, right, the Baker Act.
The Baker Act, yeah.
Well, stories have come out of people dying in TSA custody, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty rare, but sure. I mean, it's something scary to do, to go in there alone when no one knows where you are.
She's very fortunate to have been escorted out of the airport rather than deeper into the catacombs, so to speak.
Yeah, so she played it pretty well, and I just want to say, I mentioned the other night, I thought she was smart, and this proves my point. She is pretty smart.
Well, she's supposed to be. Yeah, she is a very clever girl and very talented as well. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I suggested to her via her Facebook page that now might be a good time to promote that tattoo auction she was going to do, because she did a tattoo auction a couple of months ago on freekeen.com. Got a couple $100. I think it was the folks from the Silver Circle movie that actually won that auction. And now that she's one of the hottest topics on the Internet, be a good time to do another tattoo auction, because probably get a few more bucks.
I'd like to see her make money in some other fashion than selling little bits of her body.
I would sort of agree with Mark, but people have gotten thousands of dollars for selling parts of their body. If it's worth it to her for thousands and thousands of dollars,
if there's a reserve on the auction, I mean, I it's fine by me. But
she was willing to sell the other one for a few hundred bucks.
Right, Silver Circle went cheap.
Now that she's incredibly popular, Mark, it might go a little differently, don't you think?
It could. I mean, you're just hanging. If there's a reserve on the auction, is my caveat.
Well, nonetheless, she's an incredibly talented graphic designer as
indeed,
well, and so
indeed.
If folks want to hire her to do graphics work,
certainly
they can
would
do that.
Argue with that statement.
And she's dropped to number 3 on the Alexa chart, so it looks like the 15 minutes
Lady
of fame
Gaga is stiff competition.
Might be fading. Actually, someone named Yadia De Laurentiis that is number 2 right now.
Yeah, the Internet's a fickle beast.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks to Meg for blowing up big. I mean, the news media around the country is covering this today, and it's really quite the silver lining for what happened to her on Monday. I mean, it was a harrowing experience for her, being harassed by these TSA agents surrounded. In case you haven't heard the story, it's, I believe, still linked at the top of the Drudge Report right now. It was George Donnelly, actually, thanks to him, too, from WeWon'tFly.com. George Donnelly, yep, right there at the top of DrudgeReport.com, the second link from the top. It's been there all day long. George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com took our 15-minute or so interview with Meg from Monday night, put that on his personal YouTube channel.
Yep.
Then
and anybody
somebody
can do this. Anybody can clip a piece of Free Talk Live and make it into YouTube stuff. It's been done many times.
Don't need our permission.
They get a lot of if there's anything that we explain well and is convincing to you, clip it, put it on YouTube, promote it to your friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Thank goodness George did this. And imagine if more people did more of this.
Really,
obviously this was a big one, but
it's a great example of crowdsourcing, right? Because I never would have thought to take the time to go and clip out that little call.
Time for all this stuff.
Oh, right. But George was inspired. He thought this was a great story. It tied in well with his WeWon'tFly.com website, which, by the way, he told me WeWon'tFly.com today as a result of, I believe, just having a link. Maybe we mentioned it during the interview, but I know he put a link to WeWon'tFly.com on the description of the YouTube video that he put up with Meg. He said 50, and this was earlier this afternoon when he told me this, 50,000 hits since midnight on his website. This brand
incredible.
New website, WeWon'tFly.com, it just went up on, I think, Monday.
Incredible.
So great way to kick off a brand new website is get it mentioned on Drudge right at the top of the page. It hasn't moved down the page all day long. It's been sitting right there. And as a result, I sent out an email.
Everybody wants to see the pretty girl that got groped.
It does help that she's a pretty young lady.
This really does. This just shows why the cable news channels do what they do. I mean, when there was the story we covered this a few years ago. It's been several years now. The hot girl that went missing in like the Bahamas,
Natalie Holloway in Aruba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. And at the same time, there were two male models that went missing in Toronto. You never heard. You don't know their names,
of course
do
not.
No,
Lily
guys,
and Vanilli.
Two male models go missing in Toronto, but one hot blonde chick goes missing, and it's huge news. And
we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Certainly has been a TSA-heavy week this week as far as people's stories. In fact, I've got another one from somebody who is here in New Hampshire, a Free Talk Live. I believe she's a Free Talk Live listener. I know she's a Free State Project participant. And about her experience with the TSA and with the new more invasive pat-downs. So we might share that with you. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you missed the full show from Monday night. Maybe you're tuning in tonight, or maybe you found out about us because you saw or you heard the interview of Meg McLean, one of our co-hosts, on the Drudge Report. Maybe you linked over to George Donnelly's video and you saw that 15-minute clip. You want to hear the full show. There was a three-hour show there that that you missed. You can just click back into the archives.
Well, it's 3 hours when we do it. It's 2 hours and it's put on the podcast.
You just click back into the archives there at freetalklive.com. In fact, you'll notice some new features have been launched along with the archives. There's some new sharing options that have been integrated in. Our little web guys have been busy behind the scenes implementing new features, and they've been, I think, launched publicly at this point today. So you can see those at freetalklive.com. And if you click into the archive section, you can go all the way back to late 2006 and download as much of it as you want. And as Mark was suggesting earlier, share it as far and as wide as you want. Don't ask permission. Just do it.
Yes. Please don't bother asking us for permission. We're always going to say yes.
That's right.
I know it's respectful. Thank you very much. But, you know, we got stuff to do, and we always say yes.
Use us and abuse us. FreeTalkLive.com.
And those are the archives that they're available at. Now, archives are brought to you by HostGator. It's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. We've created that portal for you to get your first month completely free by using it. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue taking your phone calls here about what you want. Richard is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the other night you guys were talking about the TSA and the body scanners and what was it, like 900 and some that they're getting all over the country.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. At every airport. They plan to implement these at every airport.
Yeah, and somebody had raised the question of, you know, why or who profits. And if you do a Google search for body scanner Michael Chertoff, if you remember who he is, he's tied to the manufacturer. And that's probably a good thing, you know, a good indicator of why they're getting so many of them.
I would say you are correct about that. It is not a surprise.
Seems
to
like
me.
A safe bet. I mean, it all seems to be about cronyism there in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. You reward your friends and punish your enemies, and you use other people's money to do it.
So I just wanted to let everybody know who. I mean, I saw it on Lou Rockwell a while back, and then when I heard that, I went back and I found other links to it. And anyway, I just wanted to call in, and for the people who haven't heard, I don't want them to know. So that's all.
All right, man. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate your call tonight. 800-259-9231, all the way down to Queensland. And Jeremy in Australia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello. I was going to say I was calling from the People's Republic of Australia, but just looked up the Heritage Foundation's list of economic freedoms, and apparently the U.S. was number 8 for 2010, and Australia was number 3, just behind Hong Kong and Singapore.
Wow.
So there you go. Australia, yet another place that I would consider to be one of those socialist bastions. Turns out they're more economically free than the United States, and this is what we get told.
And that's according to an organization.
I was raised, this is the freest country in the world, God bless America, and all that other stuff, and it's just not true, people.
And that's
the politicians lie to you, and, you know, you put your hand over your heart, you pick up a gun, you fight in the military, this is what they tell you you're supposed to do, and, oh, my God, you believe them, you know the politicians are lying on everything else, but in this instance, people believe them.
Well, Mark, look at the source, too, the Heritage Foundation.
It's a conservative organization.
American-based conservative organization. So you'd think they'd
have an earthquake there in Australia?
What's that? What was that?
Are you having an earthquake there in Australia?
Oh, sorry.
He's just breathing into the phone very hard.
Go ahead,
sir. That. The Australia has socialized medicine, but they are the only place that I know of that has both socialized and private options. Other than that, I don't know how it's more socialized than America, I thought the taxes were about the same, but obviously the U.S. has to support the largest police force in the world, the U.S. military.
Yeah, there is that. I don't imagine the Australian military is even a sixth the size of the U.S.
No. But anyway, I was actually calling. my wife and I here in Australia, we are Free State Project members because I am American, so it's she can get citizenship or permanent residency or whatever, so it's easy for her to move over there. But
okay,
for
great.
Other Australians, it's not. So I wanted to start up a Free Oz project. It's just I haven't thought of anything of it yet other than that I want to start one. So on freeozradio.com, I've just put a little thread about it, and people can go over there, just start the discussion on it. Also, we're on live on the Liberty Radio Network on Friday night in America, but that doesn't matter. It's over here in Australia. It's on at 1 o'clock p.m. Queensland time, which is 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and that's at lrn.fm. Now, what about starting the Marian Aussie project? I mean, that way we can bring some more Australians here.
What is Marian Aussie? What?
Get married to them and bring
Marian
them over here and make them a citizen.
That's fantastic.
Well, I think that's one of the things that would be cool to have happen over here is to bring some of the people that want to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project over and then get them hooked up with these poor, lonely libertarian guys.
You know, I have some questions about...
I agree. It would actually be best to get everyone in the world as liberty-oriented oriented in one place, but we would also like to see liberty in this landmass.
Sure.
I'm sure you will. Good luck. Now, I guess I have some questions about. I've heard of the Free State Europe and these kinds of things. And the United States was based the way it sort of came about were 13 different countries, republics that got together and decided that they would be one. Confederacy, I think is the term, or a federation, or something like that. And so they drew up some papers and got together. So states have specific rights here. What do are they called provinces? Are they called states? I don't even know in Australia.
There's states in Australia. I don't know. They're just sort of they're state governments, but I think it's more like, you know, you've got a county and then a city, and then I think it goes more like America actually is now, not the way that it was meant to be.
Right.
Where there's the federal government over the states, and then the states over the cities, and then the city, blah, blah, blah. But Australia was actually started as a penal colony once England wasn't allowed to send their convicts over to America anymore.
It was basically like a large version of...
There's a strong anti-government sentiment already because...
You know, started by prisoners.
...were sent here because they stole a loaf of bread or something in England, and so they got shipped to the other side of the world.
Yeah, Australia is like the real-life version of Escape from New York, where in Escape from New York, they actually are putting all the criminals into the same physical location, and that's exactly what they did down there. Jeremy, good luck with the project.
They're working in America first, but...
It's going to take a lot of promotion and a lot of effort, because the European Free State Project is pretty much just dying on the vine. It doesn't look like there's been much activity over there on their website, and I wish you the best of luck to see you here sooner rather than later, hopefully, and thanks for the call. At 800-259-9231, the europeanfreestate.net hasn't been updated since 2006. So, not going too well there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today. To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, you'll find all kinds of stuff there, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over there, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Calling all writers interested in journalism and passionate about liberty. The IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists in media participation. Participants work in real jobs and learn core required reporting skills. Former interns have gone on to ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Placements available in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. They include a stipend, housing alliance, housing assistance, mentoring. All majors are encouraged to apply. Recent graduates, and graduate students. LibertarianInternships.com. It's LibertarianInternships.com.
And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Of course, we will take your phone calls about whatever you want. The Meg McLean story still blowing up across the internet. Just incredibly popular story with our very own lovely Meg, who, in fact, if you Google her name, her about page on Freekeen actually shows up as the first selection. People contacting me and Meg to try to get her on board with an interview on their radio shows, and it's just one of the most popular morning shows in the country. Just sent me an email a moment ago. Mm-hmm. So this is incredible publicity.
Yeah, it's going big.
And hopefully it'll result in, I'm hoping that Meg, when she's talking to all these folks, mentions the Free State Project and Now, if you're sick and tired of all of this, you know, big government nonsense, this intrusion into your life, that maybe we should get together, those of us who care about freedom, here in New Hampshire.
It can be hard to keep your head about you during these things.
Sure.
Yeah, this is big and it's really exciting, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily surprising. When you hang out with people like I hang out with and you hang out with people who are dead set on changing the world no matter what and will stand up for their principles no matter what, it's not surprising that this breaks national news once in a while. We've had Meg's not the first one to make national news.
No, but this has to be the biggest. I mean, this is
it may
huge.
Be one of the biggest, and it's exciting.
As far as New Hampshire-based activist news hitting worldwide, this is pretty incredible. So, again, thanks to George Donnelly at WeWon'tFly.com for taking the time to clip that interview out and put it on YouTube. Had he not done that, this would not be happening.
Yeah, nothing.
So it's all thanks to him. That's a great website, WeWon'tFly.com. 800-259-9231. Hey, since we're on the topic, let's tell another story. Chris Lopez is, I don't know if she's a Free State Project participant or if she was already here. I see her around at the events, the Free State events. Nice lady. She apparently was in Milwaukee recently and noticed the full body scanner ahead. This from her Facebook profile. As I'm showing my ID and ticket to the first TSA officer, I tell him, I'm not going through that thing. Now, this is before I even take off my shoes and hand over my purse. He acts like it's no big deal and tells me to just let them know up ahead. So now I've handed over my personal belongings, and before I go through the metal detector, I tell the guy, I'm not going through that body scanner thing. Now, this guy is a little annoyed and tells me to just hold on and wait to see if I'm going to be called over. I'm so annoying, right? She says. So, of course, they call me over, but not Seth. That's, I think, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Now a lady
significant other of some sort.
Yeah, now a lady talks to her shoulder. I didn't get the loud opt-out, which is what we've heard from a lot of people that have said that they've gone through this. When they say they don't want to take the body scanner, the guards start shouting or the TSA folks start shouting, opt-out! So that didn't happen to Chris. She says, a different lady comes over and leads me to a chair past the security points. Seth is taking care of my stuff and watching from a distance. This woman, I wish I had their names, had her supervisor, a male, watch as this was her first time with the new pat-down. He assured me that he would turn away as she got to the sensitive areas. As those reading this probably know, I'm a pretty easygoing person, and I think because of my politeness, the supervisor started opening up a little to me about the procedure. He told me several times, and there's one thing that he says coming up that's very revealing. He told me several times that this is not like the pat-down that you're used to. But I've never been patted down before, so how is it different?
I've been patted down a couple times.
I asked, is it more thorough? He really didn't answer my question, only to state that it's different.
Different.
Now, the pat-down was more like a rub-down. She was told by her supervisor to sweep the leg until you meet resistance, the resistance being my crotch.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
That's a better way to say it.
This is all in full view of all of the people leaving the baggage check. I'm not a shy person, and I really wanted to see where this was going, so I let her continue. She wasn't feeling me up or anything, but a much more modest person would certainly feel uncomfortable. The palms come right up against the body, and it's not a light touch. All the while, this supervisor is telling me that, quote, pretty soon you won't have this option, unquote.
Hmm.
And there's more to her story here, but just to pause for a moment. Is anyone surprised by this?
I guess I'm not. No, I can see why they would, they want to protect their little cronies. I mean, this is all about the military-industrial complex paying money for these scanners and things. That really, they have to be able to rob the serfs for something. They have to have good reasons money.
Well, they'd be able to get your money, and they'd be able to have the scanners, whether they allowed you to opt out or not, because most people aren't going to opt out, and so they'll keep shuffling most of the sheep through the scanners.
Well, what we haven't gotten into tonight is, do these things actually keep people safe? And I would point out, if it's about security and about safety, there would be one at every single checkpoint line in the country right now, and there's not. I just went through security. There was one in the right line and not in the left line.
Mm-hmm.
By chance, I got in the left line, but the right line, everyone was getting their naked picture taken, and I just got hit on the legs a couple times and let through.
There are many security chiefs and TSA, inside the TSA included, that say that these do nothing for security. People around the world, security chiefs around the world have said these do nothing, not to mention they violate laws as far as child pornography in many countries, including the United States, but that doesn't matter. You know, who cares? So what? If the United States government gets brought up on child pornography charges, they're going to use your money to defend themselves.
Well, that won't happen.
Who would bring the charges?
the United States,
the Australian
citizen.
Government?
No, the parents of United States citizens.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, you have standing at that point.
You can bring child porn charges against a government agent. I
think you can probably bring some suit, sort of suit or another, and people are talking about it. I don't know.
Well, anyway, my point on this is that it's not a surprise to me that it's not about revenue marks so much as it is just a continual clampdown on your freedom. Okay, yeah, you can opt out now, but later the supervisor is telling her you won't have this option in the future.
Of course, they're getting put in various places to get people used to step through, raise your arms above your head, get your picture taken, get through, and we'll tell you when you're okay.
That's right, and they're doing everything they can to humiliate the people that refuse to go through this in order to dissuade other people from requesting the opt-out in the future. And that's, of course, what happened to Meg, where she was surrounded by a dozen cops and seven TSA agents and humiliated and handcuffed to a chair and then escorted out of the airport. So back to Chris's story. She says, so I asked, do you mean to have the pat-down or to go through the body scanner? He said the body scanner, but alluded to the fact that they will not allow the opt-out soon after that. He then pointed to the screened-in area behind me and let me know that the person watching the scans was behind me and out of view of the public, so no one would feel uncomfortable about having their image observed. But he continued, that will change soon. Technology is coming that will allow the TSA agent to read the scanned images just like they do the bags, right up close and personal. But he said so nonchalantly, the images will be like Gumby, and nobody minds Gumby. I don't understand what he means by that statement. Does it mean
color?
Yeah, like the way that people look in the images?
Yeah, Gumby is like a little sort of a bread man, sort of. So you can't tell any details of someone who looks like Gumby.
Basically, is that the
idea? You couldn't see Vulva. Any curves.
These people really believe that what they're selling, says Chris. I realized then that then and there that the Kool-Aid had been drunk and these poor people were now zombies. They were nice zombies, though, just doing their job. I couldn't get mad at them. They were not the problem, and they don't really know any better. They believe what they're being told by their superiors. And I believe that if this guy had understood that there might be another option, that he would not have been talking so openly with me about what was coming next. He was so matter-of-fact. So anyway, the rubdown ended with my shoeless feet, and the supervisor told this lady to pat this area. She had it had swiped it with her palm, and God knows what kind of resistance she could have found there. So this is really all I have to tell about my refusal to be body scanned. I'll continue to politely refuse, and my next or last pat-down may or may not be as informative or friendly. And if they take away the opt-out option, then I guess I'm not flying after that point because I don't want to go through these machines.
There's a lot of health concerns with them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some people are... Speaking of health concerns, just as a related story, there's some cigarette news from the FDA. We'll get to that here in a moment. Take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship.
If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids?
Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health. And you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you will find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live brought to you by the Totosack. Totosack.us, TOTASAK.US. It's a one-trip wonder for hauling goods back from your vehicle to your home. It's great. You put a bunch of bags on the Totosack, and it makes it a lot easier to carry in the groceries. I use it every single time I bring the groceries in. Yesterday, I had four bags, put them all on one handle, and walked in with it all in one hand. It's great.
Do the same. It's a convenient little tool.
I love the Totosack. You can go to Totosack.us to order your own, get a family pack. Great gift for folks for the upcoming Christmas or holiday season. And useful for you and your own family. So go ahead and do that. Or keep stay tuned here because we got a two-pack coming up here tonight to give to you. So listen up for the giveaway lines at the right time. That'll be on the way here shortly. Go to Totosack.us. Actually, they'll sell these wholesale to you as well. So maybe you operate a store and you want to sell the Totosack.
Yep.
You can do that too. Totosack.us from Gain Engineering in Bensonville, Illinois. Oh, they have a toll-free number as well, 888-868-2725. That's 888-868-2725 for the Totosack. As we continue here, you may bring up whatever's on your mind. Get away from the TSA stuff. We've been harping on that quite a bit this week. Lots of people calling, a lot of people concerned, and for good reason. And it is a hot topic across the internet. In fact, our very own Meg McLean, the number 7 Google search right now. Number 2 on Alexa, number 7 on Google, and it's just incredible. So let's continue. A little while back, a few years ago, I think, on this program, we talked about the cigarette labels, the extremely graphic cigarette labels that were starting to be seen in places like, I believe it was Australia at the time. Australia had mandated that basically the entire front or a good portion of the front of a pack of cigarettes be dedicated to the Surgeon General's warning, or whoever they call their general surgeon in Australia. And so we reported that story at that time, and I believe that the prediction was made that this was going to come to the United States at some point. Just wait. Because as was mentioned earlier tonight, these governments share ideas. I think it was mentioned tonight, but governments share these ideas to control people and to tyrannize people and to tax people. And if one government gets away with it somewhere, whether it's in California or halfway across the world, in Europe or something like that, if one government gets away with it, then another government looks at that. Those government people look at it and they say, well, they're doing it there, so we could probably get away with it here. And sure enough, here it is. In fact, I think they started doing this in Canada not too long ago as well, where according to the New York Times, federal drug regulators have unveiled 36 proposed warning labels for cigarette packages on Wednesday, that's today, including some that are striking pictures of smoking effects. There are smoking's effects. Designed to cover half of a pack's surface area, the new labels are intended to spur smokers to quit by providing graphic reminders of tobacco's dangers. The labels are required under a law that passed last year that gave the FDA the power to regulate tobacco products for the first time. The proposed labels include pictures of a man smoking from a tracheostomy tube inserted into his throat, a diseased lung, and a woman holding a baby in a smoke-filled room. The proposal stayed away from some of the more gruesome labels used in other countries where pictures of blackened teeth and diseased mouths are common. Today marks an important milestone in protecting our children and the health of the American public. According to Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, the United States was the first country to require that tobacco products bear health warnings, and all cigarette packages now sold have the modest and widely ignored messages like the Surgeon General's warning. So as of whenever this is going to be official, which should be soon, right now they're in the proposal stage on these designs, 36 designs going to be plastered across the fronts of cigarette packs with the intention of scaring smokers into quitting. Now, Mark, you used to be a smoker, not of cigarettes, but cigars.
I smoked cigarettes.
You did smoke cigarettes.
He used cigars to stop quitting cigarettes. Is
that's
that right?
Thanks for paying attention, Nick. It's nice to know somebody cares.
Yeah. So, Mark,
I just have a long term memory of these things.
What? I mean, would this have affected you if you were a cigarette smoker and you walked into the store and there was a picture of a blackened lung on the front of a cigarette pack? Would this have affected you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that people really know what really motivates them mostly in life. And I think that this is it kind of speaks to this situation because the FDA doesn't really know what motivates people either. I think that mostly people start smoking because they started smoking when they were in their teens because they, you know, their peer group thought it was a cool thing to do, and by the time they reach, you know, that state in life where they're better at making decisions, mm-hmm. where they wouldn't make the cigarette decision, they're already thoroughly addicted to them, so they have to they're kind of stuck. So I don't imagine that these pictures will be very effective. Maybe they're effective for some people, and I guess that's the reason that they put these things on, but I get different. What are they going to do with candy bars? Is the thing I always ask myself next. You know, if
put
it's cigarettes,
pictures of fat people,
right? If it's cigarettes today, what is candy bars and you know the little ice cream treats tomorrow?
It's a good question.
I don't know, and I think that it's you know really not much of their business what people do.
You already have the warning on the cigarette pack that says this product will kill you,
and
people do it. So what happens when the pictures don't work? What's next?
There's a lot of education going around about cigarettes, and it's becoming less and less common that people smoke. I don't know why they intend to get into people's business, and I just wonder, are they ever going to make them illegal? They've gotten to the point where they've made it illegal in some municipalities to even smoke indoors if you live in certain types of
Yeah, like a multifamily apartment building.
So, I mean, are they really going to stop people from smoking? What's going to happen when cigarettes go black market? Because they've already gone gray market in some places.
It's getting really close. People rolling their own tobacco and selling it cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, right. We know exactly what will happen if it goes to the black market. The same thing that happens with other drugs that are made illegal. They go underground. The criminal gangs that aren't the government, the other criminal gangs take part in distributing them and producing them. And the quality will start to vary widely. You'll still probably be able to get some decent tobacco, but you'll also get some really crappy tobacco in the same way that you can get decent weed and really crappy weed in the black market. And you frequently can get ripped off where you're sold weed that isn't quite as good as you thought it was going to be. Or, you know, sold in some back alley where you're sold a bag of oregano instead of a bag of weed or something like that. I mean, we've had stories like that of people telling their black market experiences. But Will they actually get to that point, Mark? It seems pretty unlikely, right, that they'll actually go and prohibit cigarettes entirely because Philip Morris is
very unlikely?
I think so. Philip Morris is a pretty big contributor to political campaigns. And
there's a reason. They're scared.
They've got a lot of politicians in their pocket, and it seems like that's something
they
would not do.
Is it possible that rather than making it illegal that they regulate it out of existence? This is what they did with cocaine, and this is what they did with marijuana.
But remember,
this is what they did with automatic weapons.
But Philip Morris...
They regulated them out of existence. Yeah. They did not make them illegal.
Maybe, but Philip Morris at the same time
City Council doesn't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what the Philip Morris
says. I see what you're saying. Local governments could possibly do that.
Do you think that Utah's government cares what Philip Morris says?
Well, we certainly still have blue counties where alcohol is prohibited, so that's a possibility. Seeing local governments perhaps completely ban cigarettes. I don't think that's unlikely to happen, Mark, but I think that a nationwide ban on cigarettes is, if you look at this law they're talking about here where they gave the FDA control over regulating tobacco products. It never had that before, and now they do have that. It was Philip Morris, the biggest cigarette manufacturer in the country, that advocated for that. So they were behind these regulations. Remember, it was one of the other things that was included in this package, if I'm recalling correctly, was where they banned the flavored tobacco, except menthols. So they banned all of this flavored tobacco. Although it's still available, it's just being called pipe tobacco or something like
or
cigar. I don't know. There's some other classification for it. You can still get it, but they've had to kind of work around that. But it was Philip Morris that was advocating for this because they knew it was going to hurt their smaller cigarette manufacturer competitors. And so Philip Morris would be very happy with seeing increased regulations on cigarettes, but not a ban.
The menthol ones, which are certainly flavored cigarettes, they're not outlawed, and it's interesting that Philip Morris produces those.
Public health officials are hoping the new labels will re-energize the nation's anti-smoking efforts, which have stalled in recent years. About 20% of the nation's adults, or about 46 million people, and about 19.5% of high school students are smokers. Every day, roughly 1,000 teenagers and children become regular smokers, and 4,000 try smoking for the very first time. And I'm not a fan of smoking. I find it a little distasteful myself. It's not something I would want to do, but people should be free to make those choices, and they will still make those choices, even if they are prohibited.
How many people choose to smoke because the authorities, whether it's parents, teachers, schools...
Say not to?
Yeah, say not to.
It's
out there.
The forbidden fruit effect. And, of course, if it is prohibited, then the forbidden fruit factor will become even greater when it comes to cigarettes. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you call in at 603-435-1105 right now, you will win a two-pack of the Totosac. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.